I want this report typed up immediately.
Certainly, sir. When would you like it ready?
When would I like it ready? Well, it's urgent.
All right, I'll type it after lunch.
When I say a thing is urgent, I mean I want it yesterday.
All right, I'll do it last Thursday.
All right, if you take that attitude, I'm sacking you the Wednesday before last.
In that case, I'm not coming for my interview in 1968.
Good, because I'm closing the factory down in 1963.
If that's the way you want it, on my way to school in 1959, I'll throw a brick through your window.
You can do what you like, we're moving in 1946.
Now, that's what happens when industrial relations break down. But if they followed government guidelines, negotiations would go like this.
Now, get back to work.
If you want to have fun to the nth degree, listen to the Big Fun Show. If you want to have fun, it's BBC, bringing you the Big Fun, bringing you the Big Fun, bringing you the Big Fun Show. Big Fun!
Good evening and welcome to the Big Fun Show. My name is Paul Merton.
And my name's John Irwin. Do you know, lots of people write to us and ask, who writes the Big Fun Show?
Well, we do. That is me, Paul Merton.
And me, John Irwin. And every time we mention our names, the BBC give us 75 pence.
And sometimes the cheques are made out to me, Paul Merton.
John Irwin. You know, people often ask us, what's your favourite Big Fun sketch of all time?
Well, there's so many, but how about this one from 1947?
Happy, darling?
Yes. You don't mind spending the weekend with Mummy, do you?
Of course not, darling. After all, we haven't seen her since the wedding.
You didn't mind her coming to the consummation as well, did you?
No, not at all. It was nice of her to keep count for us.
And Daddy did knock up that handy scoreboard.
Yes.
Have you got your lights on, darling? These country roads are very badly lit, you know.
No, as a matter of fact, I disconnected the battery, removed the bulbs and blacked out both the headlamps before we set off this evening.
No need to be sarcastic, darling.
I'm not being sarcastic, I'm just fed up.
There's no need to swear, darling.
I'm not swearing, I'm just bloody annoyed.
There's no need to use the F word.
Sometimes I wish I'd gone to Kenya with Billy Pudding. He's made an absolute fortune from khaki shorts.
But how many people have died along the way?
It's not a question of how... Darling, are you all right?
Yes, just a bit shaken, that's all. That car seemed to come out of nowhere.
Let's see if the other chap's all right. Oh, my God. Don't look, darling.
What is it?
The driver hasn't got a face.
You mean...
Yes. This car was being driven by an ironing board.
Oh, my God, it's still alive. It's getting out of the car.
Watch out. It's got a gun.
Oh, why is it so angry?
Coming soon, the ironing board that came from Planet X and didn't have a driving license.
Working late, Adam?
Yes. Got to finish these reports tonight.
Oh, I'm off for a swift half. I'll see you in the morning. Good night.
Night, Jack.
Who's there?
Jack, is that you? Who's out there? I'm going to call the police. What do you want?
Well, Professor Quigley, we've had nearly 70 sightings and all of them in the same street. What's your explanation?
I have two theories, Lieutenant.
Go on.
Well, the first theory is that we are all asleep and that this is some fantastic nightmare.
Look, I'm an army man. I've no time for outlandish theories.
Okay. And now for my second theory. And personally, this is the one I favor.
Go on.
Only one of us is asleep and this is some fantastic nightmare. All right, Lieutenant, what's the position now?
It's in that building across the street.
The discount warehouse. But there must be thousands of ironing boards in there.
Yes! The one place it can feel safe.
Well, I still think it's a dream. So if you take my advice, we'll all go down to the hotel and have a damn good drink.
It's not a dream, Quigley. Wake up to reality.
To reality.
Wake up, Lieutenant. Wake up.
What is it? What time is it?
Wake up, Lieutenant. You've been dreaming again.
Oh, it's you, Corporal. I was having that stupid dream again. The one about the ironing board.
You know, sir, there's nothing more boring than hearing about other people's dreams.
Corporal Burrows, I could have you on a charge for this.
Hardly likely, sir. Have you got change of an ostrich?
I beg your pardon? Answer that phone, Corporal. Corporal? Corporal?
George! George! Wake up! Wake up, George!
What is it?
George, will you wake up?
I'm awake. What is it?
You were dreaming.
Oh, that's right. I dreamt I was at Professor Quigley again.
Who?
Professor Quigley. He's a man I've made up. Then I dreamt I was a lieutenant in the army.
You know, there's nothing more boring than hearing about other people's dreams.
Yeah, that's what the corporal said.
Who?
See, in my dream, I'm a lieutenant in the army, dreaming I was a professor, and there was this ironing board.
Never mind all that. Go down and open the laundry. It's 7:30. We'll have people panging on the windows.
Where's my dressing gown?
Hurry up.
All right.
Hurry up, mate. Some of us want to do our washing.
All right.
Slow this morning, aren't we?
What do you want?
Can I put this in for a service wash?
What's this? Carburetor?
Oh, you never guess what I've gone and done. I've only given you the carburetor and connected my underpants to the air filter. Oh, you might as well wash it anyway. I'll pick it up this afternoon, if I can get the car started.
All right, then. You want some Fabi soft conditioner in there?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'll just get the bottle of Fabisoft. That's funny, it's a different colour from the usual stuff.
Let's have a look at the bottle. Fabisoft gives your clothes the aroma of the countryside. Makes your socks smell of swine vesicular disease. Fabisoft is so soft, it's the softest softness in Softland. Made in Croydon.
Of course, an awful lot of bubbling going on in there. What else does it say?
You two could win a weekend in Port Talbot. Below are printed two similar pictures. See if you can spot the 10 differences between them. Not as easy as it looks.
A weekend in Port Talbot, eh? Let's have a look. Well, the picture on the right is the Eiffel Tower at night. And the one on the left is Kevin Keegan.
Well, that's one difference for a start.
Yeah, we've got to find the other nine now.
Well, the Eiffel Tower's got a better haircut. Wait a minute, this picture of Kevin Keegan was taken with a Nikon SLR F2.8 with a focal length of 40mm and a halogen flash of 15 watts.
Oh, yeah.
No, wait a minute, the other one was as well.
Well, what about the angle of the... I'll just check the machine.
Here,
come and have a look at this. Look at this carburetor.
Blimey, it's turned to gold.
It must be 18 carats.
Lucky I didn't put my overalls in there. They would have been ruined.
Don't you understand? It must be worth a fortune. We can turn base metal into gold. It must be the Fabisoft. I knew it was a different colour. I got enough out the back to make us the richest men in Walthamstow.
I could buy a new carburetor.
A new car?
A fleet of new cars.
Fleet of battleships.
A night out at a burning steakhouse.
Yeah, we could become the richest men who ever walked the face of the earth. We've got to build the biggest washing machine in the world.
Look at that. It must be 50,000 times bigger than any washing machine ever made.
It's even bigger than that. We've had to reroute the River Nile to fill the twin tubs. And we've used the Eiffel Tower for that thing that goes round in the middle. 7 nuclear reactors.
But how do we switch it on?
Well, we've just got to wait for those men up there to finish.
But what are they doing?
They're just putting the 50 pence in. Billion tons of metal, 4 bottles of Fabisoft,
and 2 pairs of your underpants.
What are you talking about?
Oh, seeing as how you was doing a wash, I thought I'd put them in.
You did what? The weight of each load is calculated to exact specifications. I've worked this out in 19 decimal places. You've overloaded it. Oh, no! You can't do this to me, not my machine, not my creation. No! 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 No!
Professor Quigley, no. Professor Quigley. Oh,
what is it?
Have you been here all night?
I suppose so. I was working on my experiments and I must have fallen asleep. I had the most terrible nightmare. I dreamt I owned a laundromat in Walthamstow. I built the biggest washing machine in the world, which blew up when my wife washed my underpants in it. Oh, yes, and there was something about ironing boards in the army, and then there
Professor,
was...
Professor, it was just a dream.
I suppose you're right. Now I know I really have woken up.
Wake up, wake up.
Oh, I must have been dreaming.
Wake up, wake up.
Oh, I must have been dreaming.
Wake up, Ben. Wake up, Ben.
Oh, I must have been dreaming.
Wake up! Get up on deck. We're going down fast.
Oh, I must have been dreaming.
Never mind that. Get in the lifeboat.
Wake up, wake up. We've taken your tooth out, Mrs. Simmons. It's time to go home.
I must have been dreaming. It's funny the things you dream about when you're under anesthetic. I see them chickens have woken up, Ben.
You know, sometimes I look at them chickens and I wonder what goes on in their tiny little brain.
You know, Jack, they're probably thinking the same thing about you.
You're probably right.
Hello, we are the Timmy Twins.
Yes, the Timmy Twins.
Yes, hello, and I'm Tony.
Yes, hello, and I'm Timmy. Yes. Timmy Timmit, hello.
Hello, hello, and we are the Timmy Twins.
Yes, hello, I'm Timmy Timmit.
Yes, hello, and I'm Tony Timmit.
Yes, hello, he is, you know.
Oh, certainly yes. I am. Oh, yes, yes, hello, hello. And yes,
Timmy Timmit.
Hello, yes, and you're Timmy Timmit,
oh,
aren't
yes,
you?
Hello, yes, Timmy Timmit.
Yes, hello, and together we are
Timmy
the Timmy Twins. Hello, hello,
hello.
Yes, hello, hello. Anyway, we take humorous looks at things.
Yes, and today we're going to be taking a humorous look at spelling.
Oh, don't be so silly. That should be spelling.
Oh, yes, silly me.
Yes. Hello, silly you. Yes, hello. Okay, so hello, yes. So today we're going to be taking a humorous look at spelling.
A humorous look at spelling.
Yes. Okay, so do you know, Timmy, we used to have spelling tests at school.
School?
Oh, yes, school. And they always used to try to trip us up with difficult words.
Words?
Yes, words that were impossible to spell.
Oh, the stinkers.
Stinkers, yes.
What, hello? What words are these?
Oh, stinky ones like... Rhythm.
Rhythm?
Yes. I tell you what, Timmy, you have a bash at spelling rhythm.
R-H-Y-T-H-M.
Hello. Yes. Did you go to school, Timmy?
Ooh, yes. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Do you know, when I was at school, there was one word I couldn't spell.
Oh, what was that?
Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm but what was the word?
Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm saying yes. What was the word?
Hello.
Yes, hello. What was the word?
Hello, hello, hello. The word was hello.
Oh, hello.
It
yes.
was tricky because sometimes you could spell it with an A. Hello.
Hello.
Or
yes.
with a U. Hello.
Hello.
Or
yes.
with an E. Hello.
Oh, that's my favorite with the E. Hello. That's the best. Yes, do you remember, Timmy, do you remember a time when teacher used to try to get us to spell words how they sounded?
What? You mean spell mud?
Yes, that's right.
Ooh, this is fun.
Fun, yes.
So, hello, yes. So how do you spell dog?
Oh, that's easy. You spell it... Yes! So, you have a go. Spell bear.
Bear? Oh, that's easy. It's...
Oh! Correct. Oh, what about tumble dryer?
Oh, easy. That's...
I thought it had a B in it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so there you have it. A humorous lunk of spewing. Hello!
Hi, Tony here at the piano. You know, I've built up a bit of a reputation in the last few weeks as being the Irving Berlin of British songwriting. Okay, I'm not Jewish, I'm not 100 years old, and I haven't had a hit yet. But there are similarities. The great American songwriters have always been able to write great songs about their past heroes, passed on. But not so the English, until now, that is. Here we go. Billy Shakespeare, super guy, you wrote so many plays. All your characters get killed at the end in many splendid ways. Historical or tragical, you're always magical if your language a little hard. Billy Shakespeare, you really were a crazy bard. Billy Shakespeare, super guy, I wish you were around today. We need a goalie for our football team, and I bet you'd love to play. With sonnets from the back, inspiring the attack, a victory path we've tread. Billy Shakespeare, it really is a shame you're dead.
But oh, you taught us there's more to life than money.
The people used to talk in rhyming couplets, and that comedies don't have to be funny. You never got a laugh, but you really were a trier. Billy Shakespeare, super guy, I wish that you were with us still. You could host Wogan now and again, and maybe bring back Pebble Mill.
But who was mortal to be and be and be?
Billy Shakespeare, from Lear to eternity. Good boy, Billy.
Tickets, please, tickets. May I see your tickets, sir?
Yes, here we are.
Right, thank you, sir. And your ticket, madam?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Ticket, please. Ticket.
Excuse me, but I couldn't help noticing, but you've got a ticket for Glasgow.
Yes, why? Is there anything wrong?
Oh, no, it's just that I've got a ticket to Southampton.
Well, I expect you'll be able to change it.
Yes, I expect so.
Did you see that? Someone was being murdered on that train.
No, it passed us by so quickly.
A woman in a yellow blouse was being strangled by her husband.
But that train must have been travelling at over 100 miles an hour. How could you possibly tell it was her husband?
Well, there was a wedding photograph sticking out of the top of her handbag. And there was confetti on the brim of his hat. They must have been newlyweds.
Yes, but if they'd only just been married, how could they possibly have had a photograph of their wedding?
Ah, well, you see, her address book was open, and I saw that the photographer's name was Rogers of Croydon, and they have a reputation for developing prints on the spot.
Why should a man want to murder his bride?
Well, I couldn't help noticing that in the photograph she was wiping her eye with a silk handkerchief that was initialed LW. The same initials borne on the cufflink of a chauffeur standing behind the family group.
But LW could have been the husband's initials as well. The whole thing could be mere coincidence.
Oh, yes, yes, it could. Except that when she was being strangled, I lip-read her shouting, "No, Leslie, no, I never slept with a chauffeur."
But how did you see all these things?
I've got a first-class degree in eyesight from Budapest University.
Oh, I went there, actually. I didn't see you, though. I was doing a postgraduate course in smells at the time.
Do you think we should tell the guard about what we've just seen?
You saw it. I only smelt the cheese and pickle sandwiches.
Of course, "I only smelt the cheese and pickle sandwiches" became a catchphrase that summed up the hopes and fears of post-war Europe.
Did it? And later on, of course, it was taken up as a symbol for the flower power generation.
I'm sure glad to be here on the Isle of Wight, and judging by the looks on your faces, some of you have already been at the cheese and pickle sandwiches.
Hello, it's us, the Timmy Twins again.
Hello, I'm Timmy.
Yes, hello, and I'm Tony.
Hello.
Yes, hello. That was a bit late, that hello, wasn't it? Anyway, now we're going to be taking a humorous look at pets.
Humorous? Hello.
Hello, yes, hello. And did you know, Timmy?
Know what, Tony?
Oh, did you know that if you put all the pets in Western Europe back to back, a lot of them would start fighting.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
Dangerous, yes.
Let's hope nobody does that.
Oh, yes.
They could have their eyes out.
Yes.
Do you know Tony?
Hello, I'm Tony.
Yes. Hello, I'm Tony.
Yes.
Do you know Tony?
Yes.
There's a saying that people begin to look like their pets.
Oh, yes. Mr. Hibbard's got a pet tortoise, and it's very difficult to tell them apart.
Is it?
No, not really. Mr. Hibbert's taller.
Oh. Yes. He wears clothes, doesn't
clothes,
he?
Clothes, yes.
You know, Mr. Dudkin.
Mr. Dudkin.
Oh, yes, Mr. Dudkin.
Mr. Dudkin.
And he really does look exactly like his dog.
Doesn't he?
Oh, yes, since the plastic surgery.
Oh, yes, yes, he was in for some considerable time, wasn't he? Because every time his dog moved, they had to start again.
Ooh, eeky bombeeky, 10 tons of sneaky.
Goodness, my. Yes, yes, yes. So there you have it. A humorous look at pets. Hello.
Wench, wench, bring me more ale.
Oh, big man grabbing.
Oh, oh, where am I?
Oh, you be aboard the Golden Turnip, sir.
The Golden Turnip? What's that?
Oh, it'd be the most feared pirate ship on the five seas.
What about the other two?
Ooh, we don't go there.
Why am I being held prisoner in this stinking hold?
Well, it wasn't stinking before you came in.
Oh, did I have my trouble last night?
I'll say you did. 3 barrel loads we had to chuck over the side.
Oh, well, anyway, by the way, my name's Tommy Brown.
My name's Rebecca. But the lads call me Leggy.
That's a funny name.
It's a funny ship.
Why do they call you Leggy?
Well, you see this Leggy here?
Blimey! It must be 12 feet long.
That's just the short one. The other one's kicking my brother-in-law up the ass.
And where's he?
Lester. My knee's resting on a village church outside Pembroke.
Your leg must be over 600 miles long.
Yes, but I don't like to talk about it. Having a leg this big isn't all fun, you know. I can't go dancing. No decent woman will look at me. I'm just a leg to most people. I can't cut me toenails. Your mother used to do that, but the fare's got too expensive.
Oh! What's the matter?
Someone kicked me in the shin. They must be coming out of the youth clubs in Peterborough. Oh, flaming kids.
So, I'm being held prisoner on the Golden Turnip. Who's the master of this vessel?
Oh, that'd be Captain Cockles. Half man, half cockle.
Well, I want to speak to him.
Well, you be careful which half you speak to.
Captain Cockles. I've heard terrible things about him.
Oh, he runs a tight ship, all right. Tightest ship I've ever been on. The last ship I was on was loose compared to this. This ship is so tight, it hurts. It's ridiculously tight to my mind. What's the point of being as tight as this? I mean, it's tight and it's tight, but this is so tight.
It's a tight ship, then.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. It's loose compared to most of them.
What's that?
Oh, that'd be Captain Cockles on his midnight prowl.
But it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
He's no fool. We want to go prowling around at midnight. We're not likely to be burgled, are we? Not on a tight ship like this. But hark ye, if that not be Captain Cockles approaching, call me Normal Legs.
So I'm about to meet the infamous Captain Cockles, the man who put 15 men on a dead man's chest. Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum.
Forget the bottle of rum, I'll just have the yo-ho-ho.
Give it to me straight, Cockles. Why have I been kidnapped and placed aboard this ship?
Well, not for your social graces. We've had the cleaner in 4 times. My porthole hasn't seen a J-cloth since we set sail.
But why am I here?
Well, Tommy, many years ago, when you were still in nappies, which in my opinion you should still be wearing, I had to share a cabin with a young midshipman called Ted Brown.
My father?
And my husband.
But he did never...
Let me continue, please. For mine is a strange story. After many, many months, we landed on a South Sea island of Garibaldi, where they do things differently. There are no taboos. This may be difficult to believe, but for several months I was engaged to a tree. It was a magical place, but one breezy day the coconuts fell off and I turned to your father for solace. And he had plenty of that. We settled down in a rude hut. I spent my time thinking up innuendos while Ted went out catching crabs. Children were out of the question because I don't have a womb.
I have.
But you're not normal.
At least I'm not married to a man.
Are you telling me my father batted for the other side?
Not only that, but he also opened the bowling.
I heard a whisper he took the stumps home as well.
So happy. Until one terrible evening, your father choked on my seafood platter and swam off in a huff.
Now I'm beginning to understand, you ocean-going swine. You have kidnapped me because only I know the secret of my father's whereabouts.
Indeed. I have crossed this sea 1,000 times. I have lived with the gypsies of Romania. I'll never want for clothes pegs. I have grappled with great bears and been paid for it. I once wrestled a panda for 5 bob. That's how desperate I've been for affection. But I have never given up hope that one day Ted and I would once again live as a married couple. I beg of you, tell me where he is.
He's got a council house in Hackney.
Hackney? Well, I'm not going there. If anyone wants me, I'll be sucking a lemon on the poop deck. I am sailing.
My brother-in-law's a civil servant. He knows everything.
And how do you know?
No, sir. The government have tried to keep it a secret.
That's funny. Didn't see anything about it in the Guardian this morning.
Didn't you know, sir? Ever since 2 o'clock, we have been officially travelling backwards through time.
It's about this watch. I wound it up as usual this morning, but this afternoon I noticed the hands were going backwards.
Good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Big Fun Show, written by me, Paul Merton.
And me, John Owen.
And there's another £1.50. On tonight's show, you are going to hear Josie Lawrence, Neil Mullarkey and Tony Hawks, and Julian Clary as Salty Sea Dog, Captain Cockles of the Golden Turnip.
The song will be by Tony Hawks.
And the show is going to be produced by David Tyler.
Fun Finish!
You can do what you like, mate. We're moving in 1946.
If that's the way you want it, on my way to school in 1959, I'll throw a brick through your window.
Good, because I'm closing the factory in 1963.
In that case, I'm not coming for an interview in 1968.
Okay, if you take that attitude.
And there's another helping of big fun 80s style in the Comedy Club next week.